This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, January 29th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau's Market Intel. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Amy Klobuchar, the top Democrat on the Senate Agriculture Committee, announced today she is running for governor in her home state of Minnesota. In a post on X, Klobuchar said, quote, "Minnesotans, we've been through a lot, and I believe this moment calls for grit, resilience, and faith in each other." She was referring to the violence that has racked Minneapolis under an immigration crackdown. She said, "I believe we must stand up for what's right and fix what's wrong. Today, I'm announcing my candidacy for governor." On the Senate Ag Committee, Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey would be the next in line to succeed Klobuchar if she leaves the Senate. None of the three other Democrats on the committee ahead of him in seniority are running for re-election. That includes Michael Bennett of Colorado, Tina Smith of Minnesota, and Richard Durbin of Illinois. Booker told AgriPulse recently he would be interested in succeeding Klobuchar. He said, quote, "I would be excited and privileged to be the chair of one of the most important committees to Americans and American farmers and the American food system." He said, quote, "It is a vital committee." Booker has been an outspoken critic of concentrated animal feeding operations and of checkoff programs. He is a proponent of conservation funding. The Senate Agriculture Committee advanced the Digital Commodity Intermediaries Act. It is legislation that would provide new authority to the Commodity Futures Trading Commission to regulate digital commodities and strengthen consumer protections for the emerging market. Committee Chair John Bozeman said, quote, "This is a critical step toward creating clear rules for digital asset markets. Advancing this bill brings us closer to a U.S. regulatory framework that protects consumers while allowing American innovation and businesses to thrive." The committee passed legislation, bills on the partisan House-passed Clarity Act, and incorporates provisions negotiated with Senate Democrats as well as input received during bipartisan meetings with stakeholders. Bozeman has long championed a framework to safeguard consumers and markets and will continue working with colleagues and stakeholders as the Senate moves forward on crypto market structure legislation. President Trump said he would announce his pick to lead the Fed Reserve next week, closing in a decision that has been weighing for months as he continues to attack current chair Jerome Powell. Trump said during a cabinet meeting today, "We're going to be announcing the head of the Fed and will be a person that will, I think, do a good job." Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has been manning the search and has presented Trump with four finalists: Kevin Warsh, a former Fed governor; Christopher Waller, a current Fed governor who Trump appointed to the board in 2020, Rick Ryder, a senior executive at BlackRock, and Kevin Hassett, the director of the White House National Economic Council. Officials have collected feedback from states and industry on a bird flu vaccination strategy document. It's part of an administrative effort to weigh its benefits and pitfalls. The probe comes as one of the longstanding barriers to vaccination may be fading. A month after entering office, the Trump administration unveiled strategy to combat highly pathogenic avian influenza, HPI, or bird flu. The five-pronged $1 billion approach included effort to gather feedback and develop a pathway for vaccinating flocks. A USDA spokesperson told AgriPulse the administration is now considering the feedback. The spokesperson did not provide a timeline of when that would be completed. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau's Market Intel. Commodity prices, input costs, trade, labor. Get deep insights from Farm Bureau economists on these issues and many others. Go to fb.org/marketintel. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.